Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
Hi, I'm Tom Targus from Salem, Wisconsin, and this is my question. I know that Chicago has deep dish pizza, and it also has Chicago-style hot dogs, but in all my time coming to Milwaukee, I always wondered, what dishes have their origin in Milwaukee?
Tom said he sees signs for hot ham and rolls all over Milwaukee, and also guessed that beer and cheese soup could be one of the dishes. To find the answer, we turned to a local expert.
I'm Lori Frederick. I'm the food and dining writer for On Milwaukee. I am also the author of Milwaukee Food, A History of Cream City Cuisine.
What are some of the conceptions that Milwaukeeans have about what foods originated in Milwaukee?
Well, you know, Tom's not too far off. We have a big tradition of ham and rolls in the city, and dairy anything we kind of, you know, can attribute to Wisconsin. A lot of people think it's about beer, it's about custard, it's about cheese curds, it's about bratwurst.
So some of those things, they didn't originate in Milwaukee?
Most of those things did not. Sausages go way back to their time in Germany. And things like custard, the first custard seems to be had on Coney Island. So we took it and laid claim to it. But those aren't things necessarily that originated here.
Out of all those things, have you come up with some answers to the question?
One of the things that has originated in Milwaukee is the concept of the butter burger. And Sally's Bar and Grill is known to be the first place that really took that and ran with it.
My name is Glenn Fieber, and I've taken over the restaurant from my stepfather and my mother. My stepfather is Kenneth Salmon, and they called him Sally, and he started it in 1936. And he loved butter on his burgers, and so he went with the butter burger, and this is where we are today. We're in business 80 years. You can get it without butter, medium butter, or regular butter. And we have people that actually come in here and order extra butter.
And what does that extra butter look like or taste like?
Well, it's very, very creamy and sweet and creamy. There's a good couple of tablespoons of butter on that burger.
Even though it was 9 a.m., Glenn showed us how to make one.
Now we'll use some water, put a little steam on it, and then we'll cover it to melt. And we toast all our buns. Makes the butter melt real nicely on the burger. So you gotta watch out for your ties because it'll get your ties all greasy, buttery.
Jim Cieslick and Dr. Pete Shulkin were two of Sally's regulars sitting at the countertop. Why do you come to Sally's?
The butter.
Have you had the butter burger?
Absolutely. Probably hundreds of them.
And what would you say about it?
The best around.
Dr. Shulkin had his own take on the favorite. Do you eat the butter burger?
Absolutely. It maintained me for 91 years. Why would I stop now?
That's awesome. It turns out that our question asker, Tom Targos from Salem, was satisfied with the answer.
Goes great with the beer, which explains probably why it's a Milwaukee tradition. I'm not surprised.
Bubbler Talk is a production of WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Do you have a question about our city that you've always wanted answered? Submit it online at WUWM.com, and maybe we'll quench your thirst for knowledge.